Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Me, Myself, and Why. Searching for the Science of Self. Jennifer Willette. Prologue. Since I was 5, I've known that I was adopted, which is a politically correct term for being clueless about one's own origins. Jody Pico. Handle with care. When I was 5 years old, I held my baby sister for the very first time. Not in the sterile environs of a hospital maternity ward, but in the slightly musty waiting room of a Midwestern adoption agency, when she was already several weeks old. I knew that I too was adopted, as was my older brother, even if I didn't fully grasp exactly what that meant. Adoption was simply one more fact of life. It certainly postponed all those awkward questions about where babies come from, leaving no need for the invocation of a mythical stork, since for years I assumed that everyone just went to the local adoption store to pick out a new baby, much like buying groceries at the supermarket. My biological origins were little more than a point of mild curiosity until I moved to New York City after college and discovered that other people were far less blasé about the subject. Perhaps it struck them as exotic. A few held strong opinions on how I ought to feel about being adopted, often expressing mild shock at my apparent lack of interest. "But don't you want to know?" they would gasp, wide-eyed. "Not really," I'd shrug in reply and try to change the subject. I had never had the urge to embark on the long, obstacle-laden process of seeking out my biological parents. I bristled at the mere suggestion that this wasn't my real family, and still do. My mother once confessed that for the first 2 years of my life, her greatest fear was that my biological mother would show up, unannounced, and take me away from her. I saw no need to dredge up those old emotions. Moreover, my natural reserve made me balk at the prospect of ferreting out a perfect stranger, one who, for all I know, had spent more than 4 decades trying to forget a painful chapter in her youth, simply out of idle curiosity. I experienced no psychologically crippling abandonment issues, nor had I felt gaping emotional holes in my life or confronted pressing medical issues. Nothing to warrant the intrusion. I knew very well who I was. It never occurred to me to wonder how I came to be that person in the first place. Then one day my mother called.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?